You're listening to the Geekening Podcast, a highbrow intellectual discourse examining the sociological landscape of all things geeky, with unholy screams, anecdotes of dubious legality, and copious amounts of profanity.
Shut up, sit down, I'll listen, wait, relax my dudes, it's not too late to join in with these awesome fans of Marvel out there.
Chips and OC fix and meat to meet the best girl queen.
I just want that, just won't wait. Take no other time.
It's a podcast. It's also a gun.
Welcome to the Geekening Podcast, your late night dose of geeky shenanigans. My name is Katja Steck, founder of All Age the Geek, and with me today is...
Hi, I'm Knight, the guy who hangs out every now and then.
Knight is also one of the hosts of the upcoming Discord exclusive series called League Lounge. Yay! Woo! And also, who is also giving commentary right now is...
Wow!
I am David Cottrell, yes. Also known as The Bad.
Yeah.
The Gangsta Goof.
Oh.
I am also one of the major people that are going to be in the League Lounge.
Heck yeah. Heck yes.
Yeah!
Oh, wait. But Knight, do you want to introduce your actual real name? Since it's on Twitter?
Well, everyone that goes on Twitter and sees me there, my name is Alberto Baltazar.
Beautiful. Alberto. Gotta get that nice accent.
In other words, In other words, people, my name for a long time, I always thought I sounded like an evil wizard last name.
Actually, to be honest. Like, the first time, I remember it too, because I remember when you became a mod and you were like, oh, nobody knows my real name. And I'm like, Knight, it's on your Twitter. And then everyone over to your Twitter.
I never said that, okay? The only people that said that they don't know their real name would be Felix.
Felix.
Soder.
And
Lava.
And has Shade ever said her real name? I don't remember.
She said her last name, but that was a damn
thing. Oh, yeah.
Thing
I couldn't even say her name.
I didn't even want to try to pronounce that.
It was a hassle.
It was a damn hassle. All
right.
It was something, all right.
Yeah. Honey, oh, honey.
Husbando. Your name is on Twitter.
On Twitter.
I know it is.
It's on the Twitters. Wait, is your nickname Al?
Actually, no. My nickname for a long time was just Tito.
Really?
My nickname for a while in school was the Chocolate Miracle.
Oh my
The Chocolate Miracle.
Why the hell was it the Chocolate
just,
Miracle?
Did you secretly shit your pants at school one day and then got away all day?
No, I earned it.
What did you do?
By shitting your pants?
Okay.
Look at that. When I think of something called the Chocolate Miracle, I'm thinking about the kid that got away the whole day because he shit his pants and no one noticed it.
No.
Oh my god.
So when I was in high school, for all of my years in high school, I was in JROTC.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
Y'all don't know what JROTC is.
What is that?
That's Training Corps. It's high school junior
military stuff.
Military. Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Even my school something like that. I think ours was for the Navy or something.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Mine was in the Army. So I was part of that.
Uh-huh.
And I was on the drill team,
mm-hmm.
which I have a bunch of awards, stuff like that. So,
bragging
rights, dab. Right. So you would have to do like left face, right face, all that stuff, and went to competitions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after one of the competitions, we went to a Golden Corral.
Oh,
oh god!
Sweet.
Oh no!
Right. I went to Golden Corral. I sat there because it was when they first introduced the chocolate fountain.
Yeah.
Oh no!
They also were making a lot of cotton candy.
So oh no!
I have a record in a Golden Corral, I believe, in Tennessee. For eating 18 sticks of cotton candy.
Oh my god!
In one sitting. And downing like two or three cups worth of just melted chocolate.
How big were the cups?
They were like, imagine a McDonald's medium sized cup.
Oh my god!
Of just chocolate.
Dear God!
Do you have like an iron stomach?
I mean, to be a chubby boy.
Kat,
before I became a twig.
Kat, you saw that picture of that sandwich he posted, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
he does have an iron stomach.
Baz, tell everybody what the sandwich that we're talking about.
Oh, the big Bazwich? Oh, let me get this straight. It was three types of cheese for all you. Okay, first you gotta get a giant round Hawaiian bun.
Okay.
All right. Now I'm talking about the massive one.
Everyone take
notes. You can take your damn notes out. Bring out your magic fucking pads and start taking notes. All right. So what it was baby Swiss.
Ooh.
All right. It was Munster cheese. It was hot pepper cheese.
Delicious.
You go down to the goddamn deli. You get yourself fucking buffalo chicken. You get goddamn saline ham. You get goddamn roast beef and black pepper turkey. You put that on there. You slather the bun with nothing but Chick-fil-A barbecue sauce.
Barbecue.
All right, what you do is you slam that bitch together, throw that damn thing in the oven, wait about 10 minutes or so on 350. You pull that thing out, bam, cut it like a damn pie. Enjoy it for the next 2 days.
How was your calorie? Like, how many calories does it have?
I lost count at 2,000.
I'm pretty sure, Baz, when you just described it, I'm pretty sure that thing has more calories than most Fat Police's burgers.
Oh my god. Imagine seeing someone literally as skinny as me going throughout a store with about 7 different packs of lunch meat and cheese in a giant bun. And like,
I'm gonna make me a sandwich.
You know what you did, Baz? You became the real life Black Shaggy.
Like Zoinks, dude.
You sounded exactly like him. Oh my god.
Like Zoinks.
Oh my god. But Baz, I've seen pictures of you. You don't look that skinny.
She's calling you fat, man.
I am a twig compared to what I used to be. All right?
Okay, well, how much do you guys weigh? I weigh like, I'm going to say, the last time I weighed myself, like 94 pounds.
What?
I'm tiny!
How are you?
I know.
I'm 6'2 and weigh 175.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so. I'm 6'5 and I think I'm like 300 something pounds.
Wait, that's for right. Yo. Awesome.
Wait, no. Sorry. But not 300 pounds.
Muscle weighs more than fat, though.
I meant 250 pounds. 260 pounds. Okay. I don't know why I said 300. My head just went immediately 300.
When I was in school, I was like, you know, 5'9", right? And I was like 245 pounds.
Okay.
Now I'm 6'2 and 175.
Well, I'm fucking 4'11, so I'm like 94 pounds. Plus I almost went through a burnout recently, so I lost like 10 pounds. So I'm like, I gotta eat that protein.
Do stretches.
Do it.
Get taller. Do it.
Put stilts on or something.
Look at it. Look at
platform shoes.
If you're losing weight, just eat that sandwich, Baz.
Yeah!
I appreciate you getting those 10-pound bags almost there immediately.
Baz Witch is specialized to go straight to the thighs. I'm just letting you know.
Like that episode of SpongeBob.
Hell yeah.
Oh my god. Squidward. Yeah, when you think about that episode, his freaking thighs were just like enormous and like just disgusting looking. It was like rolls on rolls.
Look at his thighs, you go, damn.
Dario. He's thick with three C's.
Look at
thick with three C's and two P's.
Look at to quote the great comedian Gabriel Iglesias. Mm. Oh hell no.
Oh hell no.
Oh hell no. Oh, what about his other one? What was it called?
The five stages of fat. There's a big husky.
Healthy fluffy.
Yeah.
Kelsey, Husky, Fluffy, and Dale.
Dale.
And then there was, and then he added, "Oh hell no."
Yeah, and then he added, "Oh hell no." Walking towards the elevator.
Dude, to this day, I have never met a comedian that can do the noises he can do so well. It's oh, just God. So fascinating to watch. Fluffy's one of my, well, he's like literally my all-time favorite comedian, hands down by far.
A lot of people don't know what my favorite comedian is or never heard of him.
Who?
Who is it?
Jerry Lewis.
I don't know Jerry Lewis. I've heard of him.
Yeah.
The very old style actor.
Uh-huh.
Freaking love him, especially in Cinderfella. Oh my God, so dumb and funny.
Oh my God,
no.
Oh, great.
I know when it comes to comedians and like comedy anime. Since we'll stay on topic here, I mean, is there any funny anime that you guys have been like wanting to watch or have watched when it comes to comedy?
Well, oh, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure,
which I still have to watch.
The one anime I saw. Sorry. Oh, yeah,
yeah.
My one anime I saw that was a strictly a comedy anime. It was one of those parody animes, pretty much, right? It was called Good Luck Girl.
Good.
Anyone has ever heard of Good Luck Girl?
Never heard of Good Luck Girl.
I have.
Let me look this up. Oh my God.
Girl.
Look at Good Luck Girl was a parody anime. It's made fun of so many different shows. It's not even. It's just so. Good.
My God.
How many things they threw in
this
there.
This picture. Hold on. Oh, my God.
Like, I'll tell you right now, Baz, they even made fun of JoJo's.
Oh, JoJo is in, like, everything. Oh!
Yeah! That's how they made fun of JoJo's. Right there.
Oh,
that's
my
that one
God!
Scene.
Oh, my God. The Kenshiro Fist of the North Star face.
Yeah, literally, that was. Let me tell you about that scene right there. Let me explain that, the background for that scene. That picture.
I've seen this scene.
I have you never seen this anime before. Scene. It looks so funny. Why have I never heard of this? When did it come out?
It's a pretty old one, to be fair. I think it came out like early to mid 2000s.
Oh,
this is the anime
God.
Where the girl has her arm wrapped up all the time, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much that's like a bad luck goddess. This is the main character, which is that girl right there in that picture.
Oh my God.
Is she has like so much good luck that, you know, so the bad luck goddess there's like, okay, I need to take some of your good luck away. And the girl's like, no, hell no. My luck.
Oh my God.
Oh, Gintama.
Gintama. Oh my God, I actually I've heard of Gintama years ago, even before I started doing like anime reactions on the channel. I used to do anime reactions and people were like, do Gintama. And I did like 2 or 3 episodes, but I never stuck with it. So I would love to do like more reactions to that too.
Gintama is Shonen Jump's Deadpool hilarious anime.
Oh my God, yes.
They literally mix in everything about Shonen Jump into this one anime with this one comedic guy who wishes he could do like everything. So like he only fights with a wooden sword and he breaks the fourth wall all the time by anime.
Oh,
so he's
God.
Like, oh, why can't I have a Bankai?
It's still on. Wait, for real?
Yeah. Like, man, I wish I had a Bankai. Come on.
So wait, so does it like, is it like in a way like all the other anime and manga and everything are kind of fiction? Well, everything, like, he, like, in that world, like, he reads, like, Shonen Jump.
Oh, yeah, Shonen Jump is in it.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy, it's funny.
Yes.
Oh, a wild Shade has appeared.
Shade has appeared.
Hi.
Oh, my God, hello, Shade. Do you have
I am so wild.
Yes, okay, so now we're gonna introduce Shade, the wild Shade. Hello. Shade, we were talking
about- cast Shade on the whole world.
Yeah, Shade, we were talking about your last name before. How do you actually say it?
My real name?
Yes.
Yes.
My last name, anyway.
How do you say it?
Marszałkowska.
Marszałkowska?
you guys are close, let's say.
Marszałkowska?
That's the closest, yeah.
Yes, I win.
No,
I beat everyone.
You gotta have the accent. You gotta have the Polish accent. All right, so
look, I'm Mexican. I'm the farthest thing from Poland. What the hell do you want me to do?
Okay, whatever. I'm Ukrainian, so I'm kind of close. We're kind of both under the Slavic nature.
Yeah. And I'm scared over here, just chilling in Ireland.
Slavic ladies.
That's a name for something.
Oh my god! Yes.
I'm a literal melting pot. All right. I'm Irish, Scottish. I got Native American.
Nice. African. So wait. So you could be a leprechaun.
Stop it, I'm on it to you.
just wear all green.
He's the multicultural leprechaun.
Yeah. Yay.
Cute.
We need fan art of that. Oh my god, but no, Shade, tell everybody what you do. I think she should write for all ages a geek. I'm always telling her. She has good writing.
I did actually try, but I'm good at poetry, but
poetry!
Writing,
all ages writing, of poetry.
writing is like completely different. And
I mean, you wrote the League Lounge song, so
yeah, I'm good at rhyming and that stuff.
It's always good to rhyme. Oh my god! But we were just talking about funny anime. Have you seen any recently? Like funny animus.
I got another one right here.
Oh god,
here
what?
Too.
What?
It's God, hold on a second. I'm trying to think of the name real fast. The name is a hard thing for me to remember. Hold on.
It's not Sakamoto, is it?
No.
Sakamoto is... I was on the floor freaking laughing with my sister Tat. Literally laughing the entire time. Like, it's so good.
What is it called?
What?
What's it...
They can't think of their names.
I'm so sorry.
Fuck!
No, hold on. I'll find it right here with this.
Psyche K.
What the hell is Psyche K? How do you spell that? Let me look this up. How do you spell it, Baz?
God damn it! S A I K I, space K.
K.
I think it's also Shonen Jump, is it?
Oh, what the heck? Is he a robot? What is he? Is he a robot or something?
No.
What is it about?
Okay. I found the enemy.
It's another comedy. He's a human.
Uh-huh.
He was born with immense psychic powers.
Oh my god.
On a level where he could destroy the universe just by thinking.
Why does he have these things on his head?
To control his psychic powers. So anything in anime that is weird is because of him. So he was born with pink hair.
Uh-huh.
He transmitted into everyone's mind and DNA to have some people born with different colored hair from
now on
for the rest of their life. And also the fact that people in anime keep getting hurt, but not really hurt bad from like dramatic falls. He increased everyone's pain tolerance.
How nice of him.
So now not as that bad. All of it is because of him.
Oh my god.
Okay, I found the anime, by the way.
What is it?
It's called the English translation of it's called Is This a Zombie?
Is this a zombie?
Yes.
Is it about zombie waifus?
No, it's about a guy.
Zombie guy?
Basically. Yeah, he wasn't a zombie at first. What happened to him was, while he was on his way home...
Is this Tokyo Ghoul?
Is this Tokyo Ghoul?
No. What happened was, on his way home, he got murdered by, I forget what it was. And when he was dying there, a little girl known as the Necromancer, who pretty much has the power to do whatever the hell she damn well pleases.
Uh-huh.
She could literally kill anyone or bring anyone back just with her voice alone. That's why she never talks.
She's a girlfriend of the guy from the anime that Baz is talking about.
No. Yeah, literally, she can kill gods just by telling them to die, and they just die.
Oh my god.
Yeah, pretty much. So if she says die, anyone that hears her just dies. Doesn't matter.
And this is a comedy?
Yes, because what happens is... So the guy, she brings him back to life. She tells him to live, and he comes back as a zombie. And him is him trying to live his life normally with her living with him now. Uh-huh. And just like, what the fuck am I doing now? What the, like, what's going on? Because if he goes out, if he stays out in the sun too long, he shrivels up.
Mm.
He's stronger now. One scene, though, what makes me laugh the most about this anime, it's just, if you look up the thing in Google, mm-hmm. you will see two videos that have certain expressions on the guy's face.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's,
Is it a hentai? Has it become a hentai?
No, no.
I'm scared.
Why he made these faces involved, I don't want to, I don't think, like, I don't know if this counts as a spoiler or not, so I'm not sure if I want to say it or not. Mm-hmm. Are you guys okay with me saying that?
You can say it.
Not gonna see it.
Okay. You can say it.
Well, pretty much, what he was trying to sneak across is get something from, like, do a whole, shimmy across a rope, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
Get to someone on another roof. Basically, someone grabbed a broom handle and they tried to poke him to move,
uh-huh.
and it accidentally shoved the broom handle up his ass.
Oh and, my god!
And he made the expression that if you look it up, you see him. He just has a goddamn expression on his face.
That must be painful.
Yeah, pretty much. And And the funniest thing about it is you see the necromancer with a little her little notepad. Just says he is awakened.
He is awakened. Oh my god! But now this leads us to like another topic. I mean, have you guys ever seen any like really weird hentai?
Let me open up my little black book.
It's the internet. There's nothing but weirdness.
That's so true.
There's nothing but weirdness, but everyone knows.
Yes.
Everyone knows about Bible Black.
I don't know about Bible Black. Okay.
I'll be right back.
I know about Bible Black.
Bible Black. Hold on. Bible Black. I'm looking this up.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, God. Oh, my. Okay, so... Oh, my. Okay. Oh, wonderful pose you got there. Okay, so what is this exactly? Now, if you were to give a synopsis of it.
Okay, so, easiest synopsis.
Uh-huh.
Got to, they're Satan worshippers.
Okay.
They've got to bring in the next heir. So how do they do that? They pretty much sacrifice females to the thing by having sex with them.
Oh!
With their other females. So they grow.
They grow. What do you mean by grow?
They grow a dick.
Oh!
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh!
Like, immediately, like,
what?
That's the weird part. Immediately. Whoosh, you're like,
come back. What I miss?
Why God did not
these girls grow dicks, Knight?
You miss growing a dick.
Yeah, Bible Black.
I already know about Bible Black, so already knew that conversation. Yeah.
My God. Yeah.
So that in itself, just like
Bible, like, honestly,
hold on a fucking minute.
look at Bible Black. You do not watch it just because you're thinking you're gonna get to watch some hentai. No, you
experience.
Yeah, Bible Black is solely just a pure experience in itself. Yeah. You watch it just to watch the mindfuckery of the world it is.
Now, is it a light novel like game too? Because I'm seeing some pictures that look like it's one of those light novel games.
It might have been interpreted into a game for all we know. It's honestly.
It's not a game. Thing. It's got seasons.
It's got seasons?
Yeah. It's got
seasons.
Oh,
God, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You want to join my Bible Black fan club?
How about no?
I don't want to meet the kind of people that would actually start a Bible Black
fan club. Yeah.
Quoting the two best friends. I'm tired of all these live-action animes, dude. They destroy them all. Come on, Bible Black. What?
Oh, my god.
God, no, yeah. Bible Black is just, it was something. Or I watched it as a naive young lad, trying not knowing what I was about to get into.
And what was your reaction?
I started watching, I couldn't turn away from it. It was just like, oh my god. Nice. How does it end?
I was laughing the entire
time. I would be cracking up the entire time, to be honest.
Pretty much. Like, that was me. I was like, what the fuck is this? No. Okay, I must keep watching. Okay, it gets worse. Oh my god, yes, it gets worse.
Now the question I have is it censored or is it you just see everything?
No, it's not.
You see everything. It's not. Okay.
You see everything. So at first, it's just like two girls, like, okay. It's like, all right. And then out of nowhere, dick, you're like, whoa. Fuck off! Where did that come from?
Oh my god!
That's a weird,
crazy Satan growing.
Yeah, put a picture. That's a weird flex, but all right.
That's a weird flex. Now, how old is it? Because the animation doesn't look like.
I think
early
2000s. 1999, early 2000s.
Okay, who the hell came up with this idea?
Japan.
Now, why? Why would, in their mind, we're just like thinking, we're gonna come up with this wonderful idea. Let's make girls grow some dicks. Like, what the heck?
Japan.
Let's make girls grow dicks.
What the hell?
Worship the devil.
Look at Kat. The only stuff you need to know is just Japan.
Okay.
Yeah. Japan.
There's some really weird anime that you just don't want to see. Like, just bring out the tentacles, and that's all you gotta know. Just bring out the
tentacles. Did I mention Bible Black has tentacles?
Oh, God.
Look, Bible Black has it all.
It has everything.
Bible Black has got everything you need and everything you don't need.
Is that you? If you guys were gonna give a recommendation, like, let's say give a review, like how YouTubers usually give reviews on anime, how would you review Bible Black?
Review for hentai.
Hands down, one of the weirdest things I've seen. Go watch it.
Go watch it. Yeah.
Go watch it. Everyone's got to experience it at least once.
It's a 10 out of 10 on the mindfuckery scale.
Yeah. 10 out of 10 on the fucked up scale. Let's go ahead and watch it again. Boku no Pico is like a 9.
it's more like shock value than Boku no Pico.
The shock value
is every single time someone grows a dick.
Yeah.
Literally. It's like, what the fuck?
Look, at some point, you just look at, okay, now which one of these girls are going to go to the dick next?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
It's like placing bets.
I 10 bucks on the redhead, 10 bucks on the redhead.
Literally, like, that was my first reaction.
Look at it, dude.
Oh my god.
I couldn't imagine this, the Bible Black drinking game. Every time someone goes a dick.
Oh my god, yes!
You're imagining I haven't done that already.
I do.
Have you?
Dude, yeah. Oh my god, I got drunk. I got hammered that night.
Oh my god. But yeah.
Who wants to hear some stories from my work?
I would love to.
Again?
There's more stories.
There's always more work stories from you. You could write a book.
Look, let's be honest, though. The problem is my work story is just the sheer fact that people are just weird in my town.
Okay.
No. It's people are weird.
California?
Yeah.
I would have never
knew, right? Yeah, exactly.
People are fucked up in New Jersey, but I think people are just fucked up everywhere.
In New Jersey,
in Virginia, come on down.
From the stereotypes in New Jersey, everyone's just pissed off in New Jersey.
Actually, pretty much, yeah. I think that's like the East Coast, to be honest. Everyone's just pissed off.
Anyone that's on the ocean front of the East Coast, so like, yeah. You could be in Virginia, you could be in my town. Everyone's friendly. You could go down to Richmond, it's a city, you know, more city like people, but it's not bad. Then you go to Virginia Beach, and Virginia Beach has Norfolk and Hampton. Hampton is the AIDS capital of the world,
mm-hmm.
or of the United States.
Yeah,
and Norfolk is the most ghettoest part of Virginia that you've ever seen.
Really?
Oh my gosh, it's a bed. oh dear lord, is it bad?
It's weird because like every section that you go to, no matter if it's like New York, New Jersey, anywhere, it's like you're gonna have that really bad fucked up section.
I deliver pizzas to the fucked up section in my towns.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful. Have any stories, Nate?
Yeah, here's one story. I'm doing a delivery right to one of the places I'm talking about, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's the middle of the night, it's the nighttime too, so that adds to it. As I'm walking to the house, there's a group of people standing outside this like pretty much ghetto ass duplex apartment living uh-huh. area. And I just hear as I'm walking up, I just hear pizza man in the hood.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
And they start asking like, I didn't know pizza delivers to the ghetto, and just like yeah, I deliver here all the time.
Like you deliver everywhere. You deliver everywhere.
And it's like, bro. It's like, and then it's just like, every time we call, like, they say, like, no, we don't deliver there. It's like, that's not true, though, but I deliver here all the time.
Why would somebody, like, reject somebody's order? Is it because they don't want to go there?
Not just that. It's just because we have areas where technically they're not supposed to go in there because we had drivers get robbed there.
Oh,
me,
personally, okay.
I've never had an experience.
Knock on wood.
That's just one thing. Another funny story that happened was I didn't see this one myself, but I saw the freaking security camera footage of it.
No.
It made me laugh so much.
Oh fuck no! Go ahead.
It was a freaking lady walked into the store. It was like, you know, healthy sized lady. Walked into the store.
Okay.
Went behind the counter, tried to steal a 2-liter.
Oh.
What?
So
when how'd she get in? How'd she get in?
How'd she fit through the door? What?
The counter, like, we don't have anything like to block the counter. Just an open walkway. So she's waiting the guy then just like try leaving, and one of my coworkers snatched it out of her hands. Like, no, what are you doing?
Oh my god!
Started saying a bunch of crazy shit apparently, and then my boss tried to tell her to get her to leave. Like, we had a security guard who was in his street clothes. He was waiting for the bus. And my other coworker Carlos, they were holding the door just so they can, you know, get her out.
Oh my god!
And then here's the funniest thing about it of all: the lady proceeds to call my boss this, an Enrique Iglesias looking motherfucker.
Oh!
And then proceed to sucker punch him twice in the face.
Okay. Now,
and then that's when my coworker Carlos. She was pretty. That's like the moment she called me that, that's when we realized she was probably high or something. So my coworker Carlos, what he did was after she punched him, she punched my boss.
Uh-huh.
My coworker went behind her, grabbed her in a freaking full in a Nelson, and just threw her out.
Oh my god!
I don't know what is wrong with some people. I mean, like, what like makes their mind just think I'm just gonna go do this now? Maybe drugs or like alcohol or something. But if they're not under the influence at all, like. Are they that stupid?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yes.
I've got a work story.
Ooh, share.
Okay, this one is about when I was at work. Okay, about a friend.
Mm-hmm.
When I was at work
mm-hmm.
at the deli. My buddy was by himself for one day before I came in.
Uh-huh.
I got a text to come in early. I was wondering why. Found out he quit. I was like, really? Why the hell would he quit? So I come in. I just see meat scattered on the floor.
Oh!
Over the counter. I'm like, what the hell happened?
Oh, my god.
So he gets the camera footage. Like, everyone was laughing. So I was like, what the hell happened? So they look at the camera footage. And this lady.
Oh, my god. I don't know.
Kept asking for the same meat, but cut thin.
Oh no!
And then she'd want I want it thick.
Oh no!
And then not want it thick. Wanted a medium size.
Oh my god!
So she kept changing what size she wanted, and then she was giving him attitude over, she was giving him attitude over it for not cutting it right.
Oh my god!
And everything like that, and he was just getting fed up. Right?
Yeah.
He was getting pissed.
Now would she like taste then, like samples too? Like, no, I want it thinner. No, I want it thick. Yeah. Oh my god, what meat was it too?
It was just like some turkey.
Oh my god.
And then like she was giving major attitude for no reason. like, wow. And so he had like about 2 pounds of meat.
Wow.
Like just stacked up. And he was poor like, meat. Literally. Just like, no, you're terrible at this job. Like all that stuff. He went, fine, you know what? Fuck it. Picks up the 2 pounds of meat, throws like throws slaps it in her face. All the glasses scatters everywhere. And he goes, could you yes. kill me? I fucking quit.
Yes! Oh my
and
god!
Everyone was laughing. I was like, oh my god, dude.
Slapper with some wow. meat. Slapper with some meat.
Cut your own damn meat. I fucking quit.
Oh like, my
I
god.
Was like, oh my god, dude. And that lady got banned from going.
Good. Good.
Baz. I you know what I picture his so your friend's face was when she kept saying like no thicker or no thinner, is that gif you posted right there?
Yeah, yeah. God dang it! That's literally, fuck it, cut your own damn meat. I quit. Yeah, no, my dude had enough.
People have no respect for the public, and it's fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty
no,
fucking
it is.
Bad. Pretty fucking.
It all depends, especially you work in the industry like the. Customer service, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just yeah. what they can just treat you like shit.
I remember you told a story where somebody said you didn't make it enough with love or something. Like the pizza.
Yeah, no, there was a lady that was pretty much we had to remake a pizza because they apparently wasn't made with enough love.
That is what is wrong?
My pizza didn't go. Oh my!
Oh my! Now what did now what did it look like a halfway decent pizza? Like is that what they were saying? Like what it looked like? Like how do you make pizza look like it has love in it?
Shaping into a heart.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm pretty sure the only way we can make it with love is we ripped out our hearts and just bled over that damn bitch.
Oh my god. Oh
this
my
man
god.
Called a pizza a bitch.
Yeah. How dare you?
Respect
the pizza. Pizza time.
I was calling the lady a bitch. Her pizza was a side bitch.
Ooh. Ooh.
I have no shame in admitting gay people are fucking stupid.
I know.
I've had phone calls where just people are just fucking. I've had answer phone calls. People are just so frustrating to deal with. It's not even funny.
Vent. Go ahead. Go ahead, vent. Vent about your work. Do it.
Let me hear this.
Look at. I mean, there's so many different phone calls to go through. I've had phone calls where it's just person ordering pizza. We put their address in and everything, and just like, and then when as soon as we put the address, like, oh, it says we don't deliver there. Look at it's like, we're in Hammond. It's like, oh wait, sorry, we're actually in Beaumont.
Oh my god.
And I'm just like, why the fuck are you calling a Pizza Hut in Hemet, saying your address is in Hemet, and then proceed to change your mind? Oh, so actually, we're actually in Beaumont.
That's screwed up. That's screwed
you know up. You know how far away Beaumont is from where I live?
How far?
It's about a 30, 40-minute drive up a mountain.
What the fuck is wrong with these people then?
Deja vu. Yeah. I've been living this way. Were you drifting?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just... And this, I forget about the sheer amount of dumbass drivers I see in the road. Holy shit.
People don't know how to drive.
I've been almost T-boned and smashed into more times than I can count.
Now, I got a question for you guys. So in New Jersey, we're known for when it turns yellow, not to slow down, but to just, like, speed through it instead. Like, that's what we're known for. Like, we don't slow down when it turns yellow. We literally
speed. Same thing.
Is it the same thing?
California.
Oh, my God.
I do the same thing. Oh, I have a saying every single time I go through. I go, fuck you, yellow light.
the thing about it is, I mean, if you're close enough when it turns yellow, it's fine. Just keep going. If you're, like, a good distance away, then yeah, stop.
Yeah.
Nope.
Nobody stops. Nobody. How are the roads?
Like my local roads, I don't.
Now, how are the roads for you guys? I mean, like, New Jersey, like, gets crowded around, like, 4 o'clock.
So, I mean, I live in a pretty small town, so traffic can't be usually not that bad depending on the street you go to. But the busiest street we have is probably Florida Street.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Central Park. Central Park for me is the busiest street. As soon as it hits 12 o'clock, boy, lunchtime. Okay, morning, people going to work. Lunchtime, and around 4 o'clock when people are leaving to like 4 to like 7. is when it gets super fucking busy.
Wait, Bez. No, right. Bez, you just yawned and I just yawned. You made me yawn, man.
Interstellar yawn.
No, it means, no, I think there's like some kind of thing where if you're, if you're friends with somebody, you have a higher chance of yawning.
Oh, she calls us friends.
Get the basement, bitches.
Oh, but no.
Before I start reading some really weird Yahoo questions, guys, tell everybody what League Lounge is basically going to be about.
What it sounds like.
About how to die in League of Legends.
Okay. Let me. Okay. So everyone, y'all heard of the game League of Legends, right?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. We're gonna play it.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, wait, yeah. I'm supposed to say more? Okay.
Yeah, but it's interactive because why?
We're gonna have it in Discord.
Discord exclusive.
It's gonna be a Discord stream that we're gonna do. Alright. Mm-hmm. What we're gonna do. Oh, I'm actually flicking my wrist.
Pretty much what we're gonna be doing is
we're gonna be
me and Baz playing some games together, you know, discussing things, talking about stuff. Pretty much like we're doing right now, so to speak.
Yeah.
But every now and then, we'll pull in people from the stream and have them join us in, have a little conversation, pretty much.
Heck yeah.
All in the way, meantime, Shade will be in the background telling us we're trash at the game.
Are you kidding me? She does that all the time when I'm streaming already.
Aww.
Exactly.
Shade. And you love it.
Hey, that's how, guys, if you realize it, that's how you show support when you're playing League of Legends. It's like, this is how you know somebody cares about you. They just trash talk you.
Yeah, you're shit at the game.
Yeah.
Hey, Shade, how you doing? Doing good. Hey, guess what? What? You're fucking bad at top lane. Oh.
Look it. We can't live up to her diamond EU fucking level bullshit.
Now, how did you get up there?
Diamond in EU.
How the hell did you get up there?
Come on. EU, the region that won the fucking MSI tournament, so we can't really say shit about it anymore.
That's so true.
I mean,
we're not worthy. We're not worthy of you, Shade. Ah.
Of course you are. I will teach you.
Yes, sensei.
Her inner Oju-sama just awakened.
Master Sama.
Yes.
Shido-sama.
Shido-sama. No, like Shade. Like, how long have you been playing League?
Like 4-5 years.
Well, I got some bad news for you guys.
And you just grinded it up all the way there just to get to diamond?
I didn't really like grind it. Uh-huh. It's like when I started, I was like the lowest rank I had was like bronze mm-hmm. one.
Yeah.
Then the next season I was silver. And the next season I was also silver.
Mm.
Then the next season I was actually gold.
Woo!
And then actually for some reason it was going so well, I jump to diamond.
Yay!
That support game super strong.
That fucking Nami, though.
To be fair, one of the seasons I played, it was like the Ardent meta, which was very good for supports.
Was that the one you got diamond?
I did get diamond in that one. And then I had diamond for... This is my third season that I have diamond.
Stop.
How many years did I play again? I'm bad at math.
Now, what's the highest you could go? Is diamond
highest? The highest is challenger.
No.
Challenger?
The highest is challenger.
It goes It goes iron, uh-huh. bronze, silver, gold, platinum, diamond, master, grandmaster, challenger.
Oh my god. We gotta get up there, guys.
Before it used to be just bronze, silver, gold.
And I just got to gold. So
now, what do you have to do to get like ranked up?
Be good.
Win ranked matches. Be good and win ranked matches.
And just keep. Be oh, good. Okay. So you just keep winning.
Pretty much, you be good and hope your team isn't trash.
Yes, actually, yes. Because low elo is called elo hell. Literally.
I know that feeling very well.
You get stuck there. The ladder is slippery. You keep climbing up by one, and then you drop down by 10, and then.
And can you drop down?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Fudge. Oh, that's what sucks. So it depends on how many times you win. If you keep losing due to your team losing, you could drop down.
That sucks! You could be going 19-2 in your lane, absolutely winning, but your team loses terribly, and you lose the match, and then you get demoted from being gold 4 down to silver 5.
Frig. Oh, that sucks. Has that ever happened to you guys?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it happened to everyone at some point.
Look, anyone trying to make the climb has their moments when they slip.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Literally, and low elo is the equivalent of the little Tom and Jerry skit where they oil up a pole and they're trying to climb the pole up.
Yeah. Right now, I'm on the top of the bottom of the totem pole.
Now,
I am in
Literally.
But, is that why it's so important just to make your own team and keep like practicing with the same people?
To be fair, if you make your own team, it doesn't really matter because that puts you in a separate type of ranking system instead of solos.
Okay.
So, solo duo is what majority of people do.
Yeah.
Then there's flex rank, which is a team.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I mean, both of them are equally as important. If you do flex rank, you still get ranked. Like,
yeah.
That's your major rank thing that you do. You can also now do rank for PFT.
Huh? Oh, really? Ooh.
Yeah, they implemented rank for PFT.
So, how does that work? Like, you just, again, you same thing, you just keep winning?
Top, if you're in the top four, you get a lot of LP, which is the league points, the winning points. If you're in the top four, you climb really, really good.
Oh, okay. That's not,
in other words,
I gotta get
in other words, you build Glacial nonstop and you win.
Apparently, Glacial and Knights.
Oh man, but no, guys, I have some really weird Yahoo questions. Feel free to also find some really weird questions if you guys want to look some up. This one says, "I was bitten by a turtle when I was a young lad. Can I still drink orange juice?"
No.
What? So
see, you can't because you didn't vitamin C it coming. So now you've got a turtle. Now you've got to live on a turtle beach.
So
also, turtles are cute. You deserve
it. Yeah. And then Pirate Man says.
Unless it was a snapping turtle, then those guys are assholes.
True.
No. All turtles.
They're all cute.
Yeah,
they're actually, even snapping turtles, they have that little, like, little beak. Kind of looks cute. And
they're
like,
still assholes, though.
Yeah.
Until you see the alligators can we have you. Here in VA, how big they get! Oh my god, those things can bite.
I gotta see an alligator. How big they actually can get?
Never seen an alligator snapping turtle.
I've never seen them up close. No.
Oh well, you don't want to see one up close. It can literally bite your arm off.
Well, yeah.
One bite.
No, but that
with how skinny cat is, yeah, I'm pretty sure I think he'll bite her arm off.
Pretty much, or I'll just bond with it and say it's my bean.
Yeah, this is my pet miniature dragon. His name is Snappy.
Yeah. Oh my god. But no, this the person says no. If you drink orange juice now, it will activate the turtle venom in your veins and send you into a coma. Didn't anyone ever tell you this before?
Turtle venom.
I can't tell if that guy's actually fucking with the first guy or he's actually being serious about it.
I don't know.
Either way, I'm concerned.
Oh my. These are so really weird. Oh my god.
By the way, for a warning, I just got a text from my boss right now and he's telling me if I can come in right now and work a double shift today.
Tell him no.
Tell him you're on a podcast.
Tell him you're on a damn podcast.
Yeah.
But the problem is with my work that they know the fact that they can ask me and I'll never fucking say no because
Except
I need money.
Now. Hand
Except
me your phone.
I
need money, Baz. I got
Hand
bills.
True. Just Don't say leave. Say you might be a little late.
I'm probably going to actually just text him and be that refresh. I'm going to be a little late.
Yeah. All right. So this, I don't know what this is and why somebody would fucking ask this, but here we go. I'm going to read it anyway. The end of my son's penis expands like a little balloon when he is peeing.
Okay.
Has anyone ever seen this before? It doesn't seem to be causing pain or discomfort. When we're giving him his baby baths, it always gave him 2 seconds of warning. And then this person goes, it's called hashtag a totally real doctor. I don't think it can be determined your son's problem based solely on the description given. However, I'm sure I can make a diagnosis if you send me some pictures. sources.
I don't trust.
Medical school. Now, what the heck? Expands like a little balloon when he's peeing? Now,
can I say one thing? As a guy,
he's a dictator.
As a guy myself, I can just say, what the fuck?
It, like a balloon? Like, what?
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 First off, take him to a doctor. Don't trust online doctor.
Online Second, doctor.
A dentist should not be doing that.
These are it should not. These are so weird. What the heck?
TP should not be doing that.
Oh my god, guys, look up some really weird ones too. I'll find some more. Oh my god, I can't even read some of these because they're like, what the hell?
Yeah, if you can read about the balloon penis, I'm pretty sure you can read some of the ones.
What does this mean? Does looking at a picture of the sun hurt your eyes?
Yes.
What the hell?
Of course it fucking does. No, you're looking at the goddamn sun.
Picture of the sun.
Oh, wait. Wait.
Like, if someone takes a picture of the sun, does it hurt your eyes? No.
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 Unless the picture of the sun is somehow reflecting the sun off the damn thing, then you know you're good.
So this one, 8 ... sign D. Is this a shovel or crying smiley face? So confused.
Nah, brother, that's a dick.
Why do you have to say it in that voice, man?
I don't know.
I had to say it. I had to say the voice equal to the amount of equal. All right.
That's help! I cannot take my mother's bra off, and she's gonna be home in 5 minutes. The mirror doesn't help much. I got myself in a real pickle. This thing is, I don't want to wreck it either. Well, why the hell did you put your mother's bra on?
Look at when a man wants to do things. He like being a he. I have no idea where I was going with that.
When a man.
That was a ghost.
But.
When a man thinks he's pretty fly for a white guy, you let him look fly in that mirror, despite of whatever it is.
How many calories are a booger? How many calories are a booger? I always pick my nose and eat my booger. Ew, it's addicting. How many calories are in a tiny little roll of booger? It's sometimes wet in the color yellow. What? What?
Fucking gross.
Oh my god. Can you use plastic food wrap instead of a condom for cucumber masturbation?
Oh lord. Why?
There's more!
When you said that, I was just staring at that picture of a freaking from the guy from. I was staring at that picture again, that gift best the gap posted.
Yeah.
That's just right there.
Pretty much.
Daniel from Game Grumps.
Yeah.
I was thinking that was Danny, but it was shaking too much.
God damn it, Ra.
This is disgusting. Wait, there's more. There's more. Oh my god. This is from E-Way. My sister masturbates using a cucumber, but she doesn't use a condom. She uses plastic food wrap, and sometimes the food wrap has been used. Can she get any kind of diseases from this?
No.
But the food wrap was used, so it could be like on mac and cheese or something, or like used like.
Why'd your brain go to mac and cheese?
I don't know.
Why? I'm guessing. Oh no.
Oh my god. Okay. Wait. This. What is the right age to start teaching my dog about sex? What?
What?
He can teach himself.
You ain't gotta teach dogs. Yeah, he'll figure out.
Oh my god.
I mean, I have 3 girl dogs and they help each other, so.
Where do you find these questions?
Because the dogs do that. Dogs do that because they want to be dominant, you know? They're like, I'm the dominant one. No, I am.
No, they do it because they're horny.
Oh my god.
Oh there, buddy. Yeah. You're barking up the wrong tree.
How do I take care of my pet potato? I just got a pet potato, but how do I know how to take care of it? You just pet it. Yeah.
Don't leave it out in the sun. You might spud.
Oh my god. How do you lose weight without moving? I don't like to move. I'm allergic to the sun. What the hell does that mean?
You don't like the
You sit on an operation table and you get all the fat cut out of you. Oh. Have fun.
How do I get accepted into the Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry?
You get high.
Are you a filthy muggle?
I have an answer to everything.
Is it weird that my dog likes to watch me pee?
No.
I like how you're sarcastic. Like, no. You sound like the thingamabobber. What is that thing called on SpongeBob when it's like, no, no.
The conch shell.
Magic conch shell, yeah. That's what you sound like.
Magic shade
shell. Yeah, there it is. It's canon now, guys. It's canon in the All Age Geek fandom. There you go.
Magic shade shell.
Magic shade shell. Will people ever love me?
Okay. This is what I just want to know. Hold on, this one.
She didn't even say anything. That's just sad. That makes it worse.
Oh, but what, guys? How do you get spaghetti stains out of my underwear?
Why were they in underwear in your first place?
Wait, hold on. Are y'all telling me you don't eat spaghetti in your underwear?
How about you stop feeding your underwear spaghetti?
Well, it's a hungry pet.
We did something else.
My bro has not had his first period yet. I'm 11 and I have mine, and my brother is 17 and he hasn't got his yet. Takes longer because he's a boy.
Yes.
I can tell you from personal experience. Yes, it'll take you a while.
Oh my god! All right, hold on.
Yeah, for guys, it's not called a period. It's called a kidney stone, actually.
No. <it's->
Oh my! Do you guys have any weird questions? Like, if on Yahoo, have you found any or Reddit?
I could probably think of one.
Oh god, what? Because then we're gonna play some Would You Rather. Woo!
Would you rather get forced to go out with some ugly ass looking dude, and I'm talking about you tonight. Right? But oh
thanks.
Wait. Hold up, I phrased that wrong.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm gonna go to work now. Bye guys.
Okay,
that's all
bye.
I need here for.
Okay. Okay, bye.
I was kidding, you fuckers.
Okay.
I was saying that because you know what Baz just said up in my fucking face, you know, fuck this.
No, but I have the either IO, and this is who I am. I'm the host of Would You Rather because I like to torture people in the basement. All right. So let's see here. Yeah, very nice.
Does it involve whips and chains and handcuffs?
I already asked this one, pretty much. Okay.
Hell yeah.
So hold on, no, that's not a good one. Where's a good one? Okay, would you rather have an unattractive child or have a child with bright blue skin?
How a bright blue
skin? I mean, at least everyone would see him.
Look at if I had a child.
Oh, sorry, Nike, go ahead.
Yeah, Nike, go first.
I would go with a child with bright blue skin only because I can have say, yes, this is my sorry baby.
Oh!
see, I would have a child with bright blue skin. And if it was a boy, I'd name him Zavala, because then he would be from Destiny.
I'll give you that one.
And Shade, how about you?
I would prefer an unattractive one, then I could put him into an armor and call him Cade.
Oh!
And then he'd also be from Destiny.
Also, my son would have, like, you know, a future, since he would automatically be invited to join the Blue Man group.
That's true. He doesn't even need the body paint.
Yes.
He's got a future.
Exactly. Oh my god. Okay, so would you rather be a vegetarian and love a meat eater or be a meat eater and love a vegetarian? Knight, you can go first.
I'd rather beat the meat eater only because I'm not giving up my burgers for anyone.
Same.
Same.
All right, so we're all meat eaters. We're all carnivores. Yeah.
Predators.
Now, would you rather never see the sky again or never see a body of water again?
Never see a body of water again. Easy. I don't need to worry about that.
I mean, shower doesn't count, so I can still be clean and still see the sky.
That's gonna be a hard one for me because I live in a house with a pool.
Pool.
No, it's not a large body of water.
it? I mean, does it specifically mention any size? Or can just
anything.
You will never see a puddle again.
You will never see puddle or water ever again.
That means you'll never have a rainy day.
Wait a minute. So if I... That's a horrific thought for me, because last time it rained a lot in this town was practically underwater.
Oh my god.
And that's how my second car died.
Mm. Oh, well, that sucks.
My second car died because I discovered that the little puddle I was going through, it wasn't a small little puddle. It turns out I was trying to drive through the Pacific Ocean.
Oh my god. Wait, was that bad?
So, Kat, it's a bad thing when your car wants to be a boat.
Oh, fact.
Unless your car is a boat.
That's exactly.
I may have had a Jeep at the time. It's, it says an all-terrain vehicle. Unfortunately, all-terrain does not mean water.
wait, hold on. Did you stop with your foot on the pedal? Did you stop with your foot off the pedal?
By the time I hit in there, the engine was already gone. The freaking engine has two. The engine block had two holes in it.
Oh,
that sucks. Rest in peace, car, or rest in pieces.
Rest in pepperoni. Yeah.
Like Penny.
Oof!
Now I'm making the jokes.
Turn that Penny into corners.
No, I can't. I can't even go back. I opened the wounds.
You open the floodgates.
I know. I know. But okay, so would you rather have been to Hogwarts or trained under Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Trained under Obi-Wan, hands down. Flip Hogwarts.
Why? Why?
Because the Force is way better than.
Okay.
I get a lightsaber.
Okay. True. Knight.
I mean, honestly, Obi-Wan, because if I went to Hogwarts, that means I would have to keep everything secret from the normal people. As a Jedi, I can just wave my hand and say, give me all your money.
Give me all your money. And Shade?
Wow, give me all your money. Oh, I think Shade muted herself.
Shade muted herself? Nani!
I can imagine, too. Especially me as a delivery driver, I just look at them like, give me the biggest tip you can.
Oh, you better watch how you phrase that. You better watch how you phrase that, bucko.
Okay. Biggest cash tip you can.
There you go. I was about to say, someone will give you a tip and it's not what you expected. And there's no getting out of it.
No, man. Would you rather play dodgeball or play Foursquare?
Foursquare, hands down.
Same.
Foursquare.
Because it's fun.
Foursquare, we had like legitimate competitions. Right? Yeah. Blood, sweat, and tears went into
Foursquare. I mean, me personally, I say Foursquare because I had a bad experience with dodgeball in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
The experience involved me getting out, and as I'm walking out, I get nailed in the side of my head. And
oh,
I see stars.
Ow! And those balls are not soft either. That sounds wrong. Yeah,
those balls are not soft.
Actually, the thing is, the person that threw so hard too. It was a fucking foam ball too. It actually, was one of those soft balls, and it nailed me in the temple. I literally saw stars. I blacked out for like 3 seconds. Ooh. I saw stars and I was like, where the fuck am I?
Yeah. Oh my god. That's, you don't mess around with that either, because like that's an area where it's always, if you like even poke, it gets like, ow, what the heck?
Yeah, like literally the coaches saw me and they're like, are you okay there? It's like, huh? What happened?
Okay, so would you rather have a lover who only speaks on Mondays or have a lover who only speaks in pig Latin?
The thing is, I say Mondays only because they speak nothing but pig Latin. I have no idea if they're calling me names or something.
What's pig Latin, to be honest? Like, I have no idea.
Pig Latin is basically the...
Like, speaking backwards.
Like, that thingy where it's like...
Yeah, it's like saying the words backwards.
Then you know this regular Latin? Pig Latin is kind of like the bootleg version of regular Latin.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait, did they do that? Did they do that in Munster's... Inc. when they were like day on the XSA or whatever.
I'm not sure that counts as pig Latin, not to be fair with you.
I'm not sure.
I may be a guy that's really into history, but even I have no idea what the fuck is. I guess you could say maybe like think of this. So you know the English language has different dialects. Like there's like the different British dialects and the different American dialect. think of Pig Latin as like the commoner version of Latin.
Oh, okay.
No, I would do Pig Latin because then she could teach me to speak Pig Latin and then we could just speak Pig Latin.
Aww.
Fair enough.
Talk behind everybody behind their backs.
I'd just be happy that I'd have a lover.
Call 1-800 call 1-800 Love Baz today to become Baz's lover.
1-800 Love Baz today, I'll be waiting.
Heck yeah. All right, so would you rather star in a cartoon movie or star in a live-action movie?
Cartoon.
Okay. Cartoon.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
I you know, because I wouldn't want to subjugate Baz seeing my apparently my ugly face, like he said earlier.
Hmm.
Isn't that right, Baz?
Not right, remember Baz. That?
Sure.
It's like, yeah.
Sure.
Okay, so would you rather stick your cut up hand into a bowl of vinegar? You know how long that would like burn your hand because it's all cut up, or
I'm just cringing on that.
Or eat three worms alive.
Three worms.
Three Why? Worms.
We yeah,
three
like worms. I've done it before.
You have?
Exactly. Cat. We were boys. When we were young.
True.
We were boys and young.
So what it? Do you remember what it tastes like?
Yeah. Remember what it tastes like? Earth.
Yeah, pretty much.
It does.
They just like, taste like they taste like
dirt. I mean, keep in mind, I grew up watching the Rugrats. I saw nothing but you know, Phil and Lil doing it, and yeah. I thought it must be delicious. Yeah. God,
oh god, what have I done?
Reading How to Eat Fried Worms.
Oh yeah, that was a good.
Oh yeah, good yeah. No, but speaking of Rugrats, oh my god, I heard that they might be bringing it back to Netflix. I'm not sure, but if they do, it'd be very smart.
If they do, if they ruin it, I'm gonna punch someone in the face. I mean, they're bringing back the Animaniacs in Hulu.
Yeah, but do you think they're gonna actually like stay how it actually was, like bring it justice?
Who knows, really? I just know they ain't gonna if they but just as long as they don't do the Cartoon Network route, we're good.
Oh my god, yeah, the Cartoon Network route. It's like everybody looks the same. Some of the cartoons, everyone has, like, the same style. I'm like, what the heck?
It's because they're all from the same studio.
Are they?
They all learn the same art style from the same studio. That's why my brother's flipping out about it. He hates it because I was like, oh, yep, from the same studio.
And he's an artist, so he could tell.
Yeah.
That sucks. That's not fair. Are they hiring? They're basically just hiring the same exact people from the same studios. Yep. That's
hiring
fucked up.
People from the same studio.
That's so screwed up. Because then you know right away, based on the style, that it's like they're not hiring anybody new or trying new things.
Yeah.
I love Regular Show.
Yeah, Regular Show was done by the same people though.
Mm, true.
But it was. They were friends though. It was like two dudes from college. Like they were in it. He learned, but it's like.
Yeah.
He added his own style still to it.
Mm. I hear he has a new show, right? On TBS,
on
I think.
Swim.
Adult Swim. I thought it was TBS.
It might have been.
It's one or the other. Either one I'll of us are right wrong.
Now. You know what show I want to see brought back? Only what? Because I know how much the creators of the show wanted back. Even the original voice actors were in on this, on wanting the show back.
What?
You know what it is?
What?
Codename Kids Next Door.
I never got into that show ever. I hated it as a kid. I don't know why, but now I like it. But back when I was a kid, I was like, eh.
Codename Kids Next Door was awesome. I'm just happy that it at least had an official ending.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, the creators wanted to bring it back, right, Baz?
They did, though? Was it like...
The creators want to bring it back, and they want to call it they're going to call it the Galactic Kids Next Door, taking place, you know, over the Galactic Kids Next Door. They released two Animaniacs. The creators themselves released two animation things right there.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And they actually got the original voice actors to, you know, star in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
wow.
And the best thing about it, the absolute best part about that thing, a little short they did, was the fact that... Baz, you remember number three?
Yeah.
They were talking to someone from the JK&D. Guess who it was? As it turns out, Nigel Uno's girlfriend is an alien.
Oh.
Remember Lizzie?
Yeah.
Wait, she's an alien?
She's an alien.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And the thing about it is, and I get to the best part is, when the fucking number three and number four found out when they were talking to her, you know what number three said?
What?
Holy shit. They actually got number three. The voice yes. actor number three in her voice to say, holy shit.
Oh my God.
Only it was beat. It was beep, like goddamn, it was so good.
So they have like a whole like pilot and everything, like episode, like, cause it's like is it like an animatic style?
Yeah, animatic style. Yeah. It's like is that actually a pilot episode, just like a little teaser, so to speak?
Mm, okay.
And pretty much the main thing about it is the JK and D, what they want to do is that basically wipe out all life on Earth because they view adults they view adultism as a disease.
Uh-huh.
And Earth is like the most affected planet.
And how long was the animatic? Like an actual like long,
like about 4 or 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. I mean, they should bring it back if everyone's in on it too.
They should, but Cartoon Network says nah.
I mean, could they go on another network?
I mean, if they could, then they probably would have done it by now. Someone else was thinking about it. I mean,
Cartoon Network says nah because it's not done by that one studio.
Yeah. What studio is it?
Look at Cartoon Network says nah because it's not Teen Titans Go style.
True. Oh my God.
Man, fuck Teen Titans Go.
I know. Okay.
Teen Titans Go was done in the same style.
I know. God. It's a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. The new Ed and Eddy show, it's a piece of shit.
It's not real.
It's not real. That was April Fool's joke.
Yeah.
Oh, well, fuck them then.
But no, the Thundercats everyone's freaking out about.
I mean, I'll tell you right now, one of the shows that they came out kind of, I want to say like 3-4 years ago, maybe, probably a little bit longer than that, that I really loved. Who remembers that Scooby-Doo show called Mystery Incorporated?
Oh, wait. Let me look this up. I think I know what you're talking about. Hold on.
What?
Mystery Incorporated.
Yeah, they released a Scooby-Doo show called Mystery Incorporated. I think it was like 12 episodes long.
They did.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yes!
God.
Yeah.
I love that show.
I did at first, and then season 2 happened, and then I was confused super hard.
No, the thing about it is...
Because they killed people.
Exactly. That's what I loved about it, because it was fucking dark. It wasn't dark Scooby-Doo. It was amazing. No. So I don't give a fuck what you say, man. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. When did this come out? Because I remember this, like, vividly.
Like I said, I think it was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Wait, I'm looking it up, hold on. Do 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 do. Usually they have the 2010.
It was so good though.
Yeah, lasted for 3 years.
And technically, Baz, no one died. So ha. Fuck you.
Seeing someone get shot in the face point blank means they're dead.
Nah.
What?
Wah, wah, wah.
What?
Exactly what I said. Nah.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I gotta get going, guys.
Okay. Bye, now.
Especially because of the fact that my boss has sent me a text message saying what the fucking... I apparently have to stop by Starbucks.
Oh, okay.
What?
Noise.
You can stop at Starbucks.
I have to because they're paying for it, so fuck it.
All right, boy night. Everybody say bye tonight. Bye.
Goodbye, my husband.
You know what? This is divorce only because you said Mystery Incorporated sucked.
Mystery Incorporated sucks.
Then you're a bitch.
Ooh. Oh my.
I love the doll. Ooh. Shay, do me a favor. Just keep insulting Baz while I'm gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basement time. Yeah. I'm neutral.
Wait, okay? Why am I the only one?
When the fuck are you ever neutral, Kat?
I wanna. You're in the basement. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
I'm at work. It's the difference.
Okay, go to work.
I will love Baz instead of you when you're not here.
Ooh, why am I still handcuffed in the basement?
Because that's where you belong.
That's where you belong. That's where you belong. But anyway, what do you guys think about Johnny Bravo?
Johnny Bravo.
Oh God, that was amazing.
There's this picture. Hold on, my sister showed it with me.
Mama.
Bravo.
Hold on. My childhood so much.
Yep, this is gonna ruin your whole childhood. Hold on. You're not gonna be able to unsee this.
My dad.
No.
He's your dad?
Your childhood better.
John Bravo's my dad.
Your dad? Yeah, he's a good dad. Okay, wait.
He's a good dad.
Hold on, hopefully this shows up. Okay, I'm gonna put in the Discord, guys. Look at this. This is the Hunger Games symbol.
Oh my God.
You cannot see it. You cannot see it now.
Oh no, Lord, I can't. No.
Oh my God. What are you doing, Johnny Bravo?
Oh Lord.
Oh my God.
This is genius.
I can die in knowing that Johnny Bravo was secretly watching me.
There you go.
I
send it to my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, mama.
But no, Johnny Bravo, I mean, like, what do you think about, like, his, doesn't he live with his mother, right? And then he has a best friend is, like, how old is she? Like, 12 years old.
Not even, she's like.
It's like 10 or 7. 8. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Oh my God. His voice, wait, how long did it run for? Oh, 1997, 2004. That's not bad.
The only thing I remember from this show is him hitting on all the ladies.
Oh yeah.
That's
all
I remember. He's
getting rejected all the time.
Oh mama.
Oh mama.
Oh mama. And then Dexter's Laboratory. That was a good one too.
Oh, Dexter's Laboratory.
Oh, that was a good one.
Laboratory.
I love Dexter's Laboratory and Powerpuff Girls.
Powerpuff Girls.
We do.
Courage the Cowardly Dog. I'm just running through it. Like I edited was hilarious. Like
they're doing something with Courage. They're
Wait, really?
They're getting a whole bunch of different artists together to make a multiple, like, different art style frame thing of like one of the episodes of Courage.
Oh, nice! And the Cartoon Network's doing this, or is it like? Oh, okay.
I think it's under Cartoon Network. They're getting like a whole bunch of different animators.
Like, yeah.
Each one's different, unique art style is gonna be shown.
Oh, that's awesome! How about Camp Laszlo?
I loved Camp Laszlo.
Oh my God. That was
I like it.
Like, God. It was so good. It was like, so cute, too.
What was the rhino's name?
But wait, what was the duck's name? The platypus. Was it Edward? No. What was his
Edward.
Name? Was it Edward? He Edward literally, Clark. Whenever he got mad, I would just crack up.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Or my gym partner is a monkey.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hecky.
Hell yeah. Jake Spider Monkey and Adam
Yep.
Ryan.
Yep.
My gym partner is a monkey is one of my favorite. That is Foster's.
It's like that. This is when, like, a lot of, like, art had so much different style to it. Like, even on, like, Nickelodeon, they got, like, Rugrats and everything, and then SpongeBob. Like, everything looked different. Now it's just sad that everything has to look the same.
All the same.
Oh, man. Your brother's really mad about it, though.
Oh, yeah. He hates whatever studio it is.
Baby Looney Tunes. Baby Looney Tunes. I love that one.
That show made me want to sleep.
Tom and Jerry Tales.
Not Tales. I remember Tom and Jerry.
Yeah. Tom and Jerry, the old one.
How about Dragon?
Piece.
Dragon Tales.
Dragon
Tales. Dragon Tales. Hi, Puffy Amayumi.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Hell yes!
Totally Dude, Spies! Totally Spies!
Oh!
Totally oh!
Marvin Mystery.
Mm-hmm.
That was another one that they did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
But Totally Spies and Hi Hi Puffy Amayumi was so good.
Totally Spies. The Butler.
Mm-hmm.
The coolest guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of my inspirations because he had a pun for every time they showed up.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
My man was so smart.
Your man was so smart. He was indeed. But anyway, guys, I think we can. Oh! I think we can end the podcast here. Wow. But.
Wow. Nice manners, Baz.
But Baz, Shade, and Knight will be on a lot of podcasts. So if you guys want to follow them on social medias, where do we guys find you on social media?
Follow me on Twitter at lolthebaz. Also, hit me up on Mixer. I sound like a YouTuber right
now. Yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yes.
Come on, everybody. All right.
What's your what's your Mixer URL? Still lolthebaz?
My Mixer is the_baz. Gotta make sure everyone knows about the underscore.
Yeah, get to the underscore.
Underscore Baz. Or you could just click the link right here on Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I have them linked. So
exactly.
You can go
smart.
Ahead and just click those.
Yeah, I can click the link. Yeah, that's right. You can Funky Fresh. Click it, god dang it. Fucking click it. Fucking click the goddamn link. Fucking click it.
It's a clickbait.
It's clickbait. Click the fucking link. And Shade, how about you? Where can we find you on the social medias?
You can always stalk me and watch me when I sleep, or just find Shade Lady pretty much anywhere.
There we go. At Shade Lady. Yeah. Oh my god! Oh no! He's here.
Did Best... you summon Satan?
Oh god. Oh no. We've been... Why are you here? Why are you here?
Begone, evil spirit.
Noha!
Wait, is this Santa Claus now?
Hey, Santa.
Where is my present, bitch?
Santa, give us presents.
You just called me a bitch. Oh, no. Watch your tone.
Hey, Santa.
Oh, no.
Santa?
Yes, Kyle.
Have I been a good girl this year?
You have been a good girl this year.
Yay!
You been a good girl?
You get a gift.
Oh, what is it?
A smile.
Living.
But anyway, guys, Santa was here too. Santa, thank you so much. Where can we find you, Santa?
Hashtag Northfall, follow me there. I'll be dropping down on December 24th.
December 25th. Yay! Thank you, Santa. Thank you.
Oh.
You're loved.
Hey, guys, I'm back. What I missed?
Santa came here.
Oh, shit.
Yeah!
Oh, shit, dude.
He said you're not getting any.
Yeah, you're getting Kohl's.
What?
Yeah, not Kohl's. Not Kohl's like the actual like shopping center, but Kohl, like Kohl.
Well, guess what? I'm going to shave his beard into a goatee.
Don't you dare offend Santa, you bastard.
To. I'm going
fuck
to.
Fuck you, bat. Fuck you. Get over here right now. Off. Get the fuck over here.
Santa, son of a bitch.
You can't hurt me.
Don't encourage violence.
Oh my god. But anyway, guys, you can find the Geekening podcast. Yeah, you can find us on Spotify. Oh yeah, on iTunes. Yeah, that's right. On the All Ages of Geek website, that's also right. And also, yeah, follow All Ages of Geek on social media at All Ages of Geek on Twitter, at All Ages of Geek on Instagram, at All Ages 0F Geek on Facebook, because we couldn't have the O for some reason. Facebook wouldn't allow us. And also on YouTube, on All Ages Geek TV and Twitch. All Ages Geek TV there. Yeah. Yeah, that sums everything up. Woo.
Okay, I forgot. Okay, I got to rewrite this down. What was it all?
Shut the fuck up, Baz. Shut the fuck up. Know the brand. Know the brand. Hey.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
But anyway, guys, we will see you in the next video. You stay weird, you stay wonderful, and you stay awesome, my friends. And yeah, embrace your fangirl and you're a fanboy every single day. Bye. We gotta say bye. Say bye. You have to say bye. Bye.
Locked down, alone without a piece of your phone. Let me out. I need to get out before the chains and whips come find me. Haunt me in my dreams. I need to get out, please. I have no food. I need to talk to rats when no one sees me. So please, let me out before it's too late. Oh, I need to get out. Oh, I need to get out before I lose weight.